I'm Phil C.
And I'm Lynn.
And together, we're Roman Oz. Real interviews.
With real people.
On location.
With a great mix of Aussie music.
As requested by the people we interview.
Follow us on Facebook.
Or check us out. AllAussieRadio.com.au.
Now syndicated too.
Backwater Country, 87.6 FM.
Tuesdays and Fridays.
At 9 PM. All interviews are live.
And on location.
And may vary in audio quality from segment to segment.
So, Phil, what's on the show this week?
Well, Lynn, we are all over the place.
We are.
Look, we started off in Burren Junction at the Bull Bars.
Yes.
And end up in...
Thargaminda.
So, we're getting around, aren't we?
We are,
oh,
yes.
Crikey, so I tell you what, we've been to so many places on these programs that my head's starting to spin.
Ah, well.
It's just as well you know where to go, because
yes,
even the GPS is getting confused.
I know.
Now, our first couple that we chat to are...
Frank and Marjorie.
And we met them at the Bull Bars at Burren Junction, 86 years of age.
Wow, that's impressive, and still travelling.
And still travelling. They've been travelling together for 60 years. Mm-hmm. In fact, their honeymoon was in their caravan.
Wow.
And they come from Newcastle.
Yep.
And they're going to be out at Burren Junction again in July, because they reckon that that water out there is the fountain of youth.
Oh, okay.
It is keeping them
good
young.
Good on them.
Straight after that, we are at...
We meet John Fogarty. We meet him in Thargaminda, but he's actually from Toowoomba and the Outdoor Power Products.
Outdoor Power Products, listeners, if you're in the Toowoomba area and you need anything to do with outdoor products, okay,
yes,
whether it be a huge ride-on mower or whether it be just a little handheld whippersnipper,
yep,
or
a Jenny.
A generator. These guys have got the lot, and
yep,
John is a fabulous guy. So
yes,
do yourself a favour. If you need power tools... in the Toowoomba area, that's the guy you see. Straight after that...
You're chatting to Tom King from the Outback Grazing Company.
In Cunnamulla.
Yes, that's correct. And we met him at Thargaminda at the Shearer's Shindy.
And what a fabulous pizza cook that guy is.
Oh, God, those pizzas are to die for.
I got to tell you, folks, if you want to have the most sensational pizza you've ever eaten in your life,
yep,
and you see... Tom King or Outback Grazing Co. There are in Cunnamulla, but they do a few events.
Yes, they do.
They get around.
They do.
Do yourself a favour, people. You know you want to, and spoil yourself on one of his fabulous pizzas.
They must be good, because Phil doesn't normally eat pizza.
I'm not normally a pizza eater, but I tell you what, I could have went back and had seconds and thirds.
Yeah, I know.
Absolutely beautiful. Then straight after that, our final guests.
Yes, we met Brent and Leanne, and they're full-time travellers from WA. Oh, and of course, Hank the dog.
I was going to say, don't forget Hank.
No, I know. No.
Gosh, we can't forget Hank. He's a big boy, Hank.
As he was.
So Brent and Leanne from WA, they're full-time travellers.
I know.
I've been on the road now for at least 3 years.
Yes.
And he says
they
are
heading home next year, though.
Well, they are heading home, but he said usually he just goes home if he needs to do a bit of work.
Mm.
But they've been travelling for 3 years. Absolutely loving it. Now, Leanne said she was a bit shy and didn't want to speak.
No, I know, but she took over the microphone.
I prompted her listeners with a cattle prod. That was the end of it. She took over.
Yep.
Poor Brent couldn't get a word in edgeways.
Nope, nope.
All right, Lynn. Well, apart from all these fabulous interviews, we've also got a great selection of music
as requested by the people we interview.
So, Lynn, what do you think?
On with the show.
Good afternoon, listeners. Phil C here. This is allaussieradio.com.au, and the show is called Roaming Oz, and I am at Burren Junction Bull Baths with Frank and Marjorie. How are you both going?
Very well, thank you.
Very well. We're a couple of days waiting for the rain to go, and then we're back again later in July and August.
Now, you guys have been travelling for a long time together.
Oh, yes, about since 1960.
Since 1960 you've been together?
Yeah, well, we went on our honeymoon was in the caravan.
In 1960?
1960.
Wow. And you're still together now, in a caravan.
Hang on, I just check.
As you can tell, listeners, Frank's got a bit of a sense of humour. And I wasn't going to talk to him because he also wears a beard, but apparently he's allowing me to talk to him because I wear a beard.
Yeah. Oh, that's okay.
Yeah, yeah. My beard's a protest, actually.
It is? Tell us about it. Tell us about your beard.
I bought a 12-volt electric shaver.
Remington's.
In Remington shaver in 1980. Went on a holiday and it broke down, and I haven't shaved since.
You must have had a trim, though.
Oh, yes. I trim alongside me.
Well, I was going to say, otherwise your beard would be down past your knees.
It was one of these super-duper Remingtons he just put out, and it broke down within 3 months.
Okay. All right. Well, I'm glad you weren't trying to trim that beard with it, because it would have broke down in 3 minutes. Now, tell us about some of your travels, Frank. Where have you been? Or Marjorie, who'd like to answer? Where have you been?
I can interrupt him if I like.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, you can interrupt.
Yeah. Well, we've bought this caravan, our first caravan. We went on a honeymoon in the caravan.
That was a hired one. It was a little propet one that it sort of folded. You opened it up and then you folded it down. And it wasn't even as big as this.
Size of a box trailer.
Okay. Yes, about, yeah.
And now you got a bigger one. Although it's still quite small and cute, isn't it, really?
Yeah. it's only a 14 and a half.
Yeah, 14 and a half foot, yeah. Whatever that is. Yeah.
Yes.
Which you've had for over 40 years.
Yes, yes.
So tell us about some of your adventures. Where have you been since you've been travelling?
We've had trips up to Rockhampton and back nearly every year since my dad went up to live there.
Yeah, we used to go up to visit him via Alice Springs or Perth or something like that sort of.
Yeah, we did. But we have been around Australia twice and up the centre twice, and a lot of Queensland and Victoria and South Australia.
And Tassie.
Tasmania. Yeah, that's lovely.
A lot of people forget about Tasmania. Although it is a beautiful state. It is fabulous state.
I love Tasmania. I'd like to go back again. Yeah.
Well, look, I've got to point out for our listeners, you are in your 80s, aren't you?
Yeah, we're both 80s.
Just turned 86.
Just turned 86.
Yeah.
Yeah.
86. Now, you do have a home?
Yes, it's in Cardiff, Newcastle.
And we moved into it in 56 years, isn't it? That's it. Yeah.
So you both have a home, which is great.
Mm-hmm.
You're 86.
Mm-hmm.
How much longer do you think you're going to be travelling for?
Haven't a clue.
Until we get our licence taken off us.
I'd say that most probably. Or the Land Cruiser breaks down, or the van gives up.
Or one of us breaks down.
Or our bodies give up.
So with the caravan, do you mainly do the driving, Frank, or do you share the driving, Marjorie?
I do most of the driving, but she can drive if I need a brake.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
So you can tow the caravan as well, Marjorie?
I can if it's necessary.
Yeah.
Which is a fabulous idea, because I guess in your 80s, anything can happen. I mean, you could have a fall, getting in, getting out, Frank.
Yeah.
And Marjorie, you're able to take over from there.
Yes, I could, yes.
Yeah.
Fabulous. Well, you said the Land Cruiser. If the Land Cruiser doesn't break down, what year model is that Land Cruiser,
Frank? The L-Series 60, which is a 1984 model, I think.
Yeah, about that.
And with all these years of travelling, do you credit you a million kilometres on the clock?
Oh, no, I bought a second-hand, actually. Still only got 490 or something on it. So it's we don't treat it too badly. It's just mainly for travelling.
So you said if the car breaks down, Land Cruisers are not going to break down with 490,000 kilometres on the clock.
That's
we
true.
We hope not.
And anyone in the bush can fix them.
That's very true, and I think you guys are going to be travelling. I guess what's going to stop you travelling is when they say you can't get your licence anymore, because
right.
That car's not going to break down.
Yeah.
Now, you've said that this caravan hasn't given you any issues in 40 years.
No, not really. Only bits and pieces are sort of happening, but, the fridge, we bought that fridge at Christmas because the original one broke down.
Yeah.
The original one of 40 years.
Yes.
Yeah. I couldn't get a refund on it now.
So it was out of warranty, was it, Frank?
Out of warranty, yeah.
So what brings you to the Bull Bars? Because I understand you've been coming to Burren Junction now for quite a while, around 25 to 30 years.
I just love the water. I like hot water. I don't like cold. I don't like going into cold surfs or anything. So that suits me fine. Yeah. The water temperature's lovely.
Yeah. At 25 degrees, she goes into hibernation.
At 25 degrees?
Yeah.
Into hibernation.
Yeah.
So what happens in 45 degrees? Because that's about the temperature of that water. Oh. You get a bit frisky and running chase him around the bar, the ball bar.
Not really. I just paddle around on my noodle.
And Fair enough.
He goes around and sees who needs the poem.
Now, we're going to talk about this poem because tell us a little bit of the story to the poem, and I'm going to then get you to recite it for us, Frank, if you wouldn't mind.
Yeah.
So when did you discover this poem? It's all about the bull bars here at Burren Junction.
It must be about 20 years ago, I'd say. We met a people here and they had the copy of it, and I can't think of a name and I should know, but she said she copied it off the wall of the ladies' toilets, on the outside of the ladies' toilets, and it was just stuck on there. So she copied it down, and then she was telling Frank about it, and Frank, you know, so, and then he got a copy of it, and then he saw it landed. But we think it was a lady called Nita had done it. When we were first coming up, I met a lady that she would come up here every six, she'd come up for 6 weeks about every 3 months because she had very bad arthritis. And she said it was the only time that she got relief from her arthritis. And I've got a feeling that that might have been a lady, but it would be lovely to find out who it really was.
So when did you get a hold of this poem, Frank? How long ago was it?
It would be about... Yeah, 20 years.
About 20 years ago. And then...
Somewhere around about there.
And then I decided to put it down tight and put some photos around it. And my daughter did the computer work on it, putting all the pictures in it and that sort of thing. So that's how the poem finished up like that. And I've given out dozens of copies of it.
It's a beautiful little presentation that you've done. You've got the poem there. You've got some photographs. And how long did it take you to remember it? Because you recited it to me the other day I was reading it or looking at it, word perfect.
Yeah.
How long did it take you to remember that poem?
I forget.
Frank. Yeah. So does the poem have a name?
It's called the Burren Ball Poem, I think.
Just the Burren Ball Poem.
The Burren Ball Poem. Okay. Frank, you ready? Do you need to take a deep breath?
I've taken a deep breath.
Several times? Here we go, listeners. Now, this is Frank, and he's 86 years of age here at the Burren Junction Ball Bars, and he's going to recite to us the Burren Ball Poem.
Have you been to Burren Junction? The traveller said to me. The water will revive you. It's a place you'll love to be. Well, our plans are never concrete, so we turned out to the west, where we found this little treasure with Boer water at its best. And the people come from far and wide across this country fair to soak in all the minerals found in the water there. But I must admit I never thought I'd sit there in the rain chatting with the others like we never had a brain. But it's warmer in the pool, you see. It's 38 degrees. We have dicky backs, stiff necks and arthritis in the knees. So the pool's a place of healing. Until at least next day, as we soak away our pain, we just plan to stay and stay. And the days turn into weeks, though we never thought they would, for we're feeling so darn sprightly and looking pretty good. Dressed in bathing costumes, we're a sight to behold. And here for just a short time, we forget we're growing old. That's the poem.
Fantastic, Frank. 86 years young.
Yeah.
You can remember that poem as if you read it out just yesterday. That's absolutely true. Brilliant, brilliant.
That's my Alzheimer's medication for the day.
It is? Do you recite it every day just to make sure you haven't forgotten any of it?
No, he recites. If we go down in the pool, you'll find somebody he can recite it to.
Yeah.
Absolutely fantastic. Look, thank you so much for taking the time to chat with me. It's been a pleasure meeting you both.
Yeah.
And I must admit, a poem like that would bring hopefully more people to the bars. The story of the Boer bars, you said, was somebody owned the property. Is that right?
The story was that part of the local property, and he gave it to the council on the understanding that travellers could swim in it free of charge. But the Walgett Shire has done marvellous work with their buildings and keeping it going with their caretaker, particularly when it's only literally a spit away from the end of their border with Narrabri.
Okay.
And they've put a lot of time and trouble and effort into it, and we appreciate it here. Well, we don't like telling too many people about it.
Oh, well, you've made a huge mistake here, Frank.
I know.
Because,
that's the only one I've made in my life.
Well, this is going
and
to
I
be...
And I don't tell lies. I do tell lies.
You do tell lies, except when you're telling the truth. Oh, look, fascinating stuff. And if you don't want people to come here, you better tell me to erase this entire thing, okay?
Because couldn't deprive them of it.
There was one time, it must have been about 10 years ago, that the council was going to close it down, and the motorhome caravan club all got, came up. There were about, they said there were about 200 vans just came up and to protest about it, and also they got the member to come in that, and so... That's why it's still here.
Fabulous, yeah. Fabulous. And it's $5 to camp here, listeners. You get to use the pool for free. They've got showers, they've got toilets. If you're interested in some healing, keep you going for at least 86 years, you got to come to this place, which is called? Burren Junction Ball Baths.
Yeah.
There you go, folks. We're going to wind this up now. Can I play your favourite song, Marjorie?
You may. Oh, you want me?
Yes. Which one?
If you can do Buddy Williams with The Rain Tumbles Down in July, that would be lovely. If not, Slim Dusty with The Lights on the Hill.
All right. Well, I'm sure I've got one of those, if not both of them. So I'm going to put that on. Thank you so much for your time, you two. Have a lovely time and a fabulous stay. And keep doing what you're doing for as long as they take that licence off you, okay, you two?
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. Thanks very much, mate. That's good.
As I said, we're already booked into the Boggabri Drovers campfire for next year.
Yes. Well, I was there and I won't be there next year, unfortunately, but... I will be there the following year.
Yeah.
Thank you so much for your time.
Yeah, the licence is the only thing. I was under a lot of pressure last year at 85 to do the test. Of course, my great-grandson had just got his, and I didn't want to not get mine, and he had his, because I still think I'm a better driver than he is.
Certainly got the sense of humour and the wit anyway. That's the main thing. All right, listeners, we're going to be back with more of Roman Oz straight after Buddy Williams or Slim Dusty's When the Rain Tumbles Down in July.
Let me wander north to the homestead, way out further on there to roam. By a gully in flood, let me linger when the summery sunshine has flown. Where the logs tangle up on the creek bed, and clouds veil the old northern sky, and the cattle move back from the lowlands when the rain tumbles down in July. The settlers with sad hearts are watching the rise of the stream from the dawn. Their best crops are always in flood reach. If it rises much more, they'll be gone. The cattle string out along the fences. The wind from the south races by, and the limbs from the old gums are fallen when the rain tumbles down in July. The sleeping gums on the hillside awaken to herd straying by, from the flats where the fences have vanished as the storm clouds gather on high. The wheels of the wagon stop turning, the stock horses turned out to stray, the old station dogs husks in the barn through the day. The drover draws rein by the river. It's years since he's seen it so high. Yes, and that's just the story of Homewood. When the rain tumbles down in July.
Welcome back to the show, folks. Phil Cale here on allaussieradio.com.au. The show is called Roman Oz, and we're at Thargaminda at the Shearer Shindig, and I'm chatting with John Fogarty from Toowoomba Outdoor Power Products. G'day, my mate.
G'day, how you going?
I'm going really well. Thanks for taking some time. You're flat out there helping your mate with the pizza truck.
Yeah, mate, Tom and Jess become really good friends of ours over time, and we've come out to the Mulga and done the Mulga with them. We've come out to the Shindig this year as well, so we've been pretty flat. It's been an absolutely wonderful weekend out here. Highly recommend it for next year. It's going to be a bit of a change out here, so they're going to run the music and the Mulga.
That's correct.
And the Shindig all in 1 week.
Absolutely.
So it's going to be fantastic.
It's going to be enormous.
Yeah, and we'll 100% be here.
You're going to be here next year?
100%.
So first time for you out at the Shindig?
Shindig, yes.
Okay. Yeah. Have you been to Music in the Mulga when it was
second time? Okay. Second time this year. So
right.
First time we went out to help Tom and Jess, yep, you know, with the outback grazing with the pizzas.
Yes.
And we come back this year to help them again.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you're going to be here for the whole thing next year for the Music in the Mulga and the Shearing Shindig?
Yes, 100%.
So you'll be out here for about, 10 days or something?
Absolutely.
Fantastic.
Looking forward to doing a bit of fishing in the river and catching a few crayfish too. That'll
apparently
be handy.
They get good yellow belly in that river as well as some decent sized cray. So.
Yeah, we've been talking to a few of the locals. They reckon they've been getting a few. So Dogger reckons he's been getting some pretty good fish down the river. So yeah, happy to have a crack next year.
Good on you. So tell us all about your business. What does Toowoomba Outdoor Power Products, what do they deal with?
So Toowoomba Outdoor Power Products is a small engines business, basically. So we sell everything from ride-on mowers to chainsaws, brush cutters. We've got multiple brands. Husqvarna is our primary brand,
right?
In all of their products. So we've got the chainsaws, brush cutters, blowers, trimmers, you name it, the Husqvarna range, we've got it. We also sell Skag outdoor power equipment, mainly zero turns in the, yep, Skag range. Yeah, so we've got quite a few different products. And we've also got the Bush range of products there as well.
Okay.
So in handheld products as well as their zero-turn mowers.
So you got a range of everything from small stuff to big stuff to do
right,
any sort
from
of
the
work.
Homeowner through to contractors.
Fantastic.
Any size, yeah.
So how long have you been doing that in Toowoomba?
So we bought the business, we've actually been in the business 8 years this year,
right.
So going into nine.
Okay.
The business itself has been going roughly 30, 35 years.
Right.
So it's quite a big business, certainly biggest in the Western area as far as outdoor power products go.
So been in Toowoomba for a while, born and bred there? Or
not born and bred in Toowoomba, no. I actually come across, I'm a Tamworth boy actually, so I come up from Tamworth years ago, lived in Caloundra for a number of years, and we moved to Toowoomba roughly 18 years ago.
Right.
When I was in the fire service as well there, so
okay.
I actually come to Charleville with the fire service and I retired as the acting inspector in this area, so
okay.
And that's where the friendships have been struck up with Tom and Jess and quite,
yeah,
a few other people.
Yeah. Right. So how do people find you? Like, have you got a website, you got an online store, or if they're passing through, obviously, but if they wanted to buy something from you, how would they go about finding you?
Yeah, we've
you?
Got a great website up, so they can jump on the website, they can find us on Facebook as well.
Okay.
And we also do some TV advertising, so they'll see just recently some new TV ads hitting the screen, so we're hoping that they're up and running and going well, yeah.
Yeah. So what's the most popular product that you sell, do you think? Like, people, what do they come in and ask for whenever they walk in the door? Is it?
Oh, gee, it's so diverse, the business, saying one particular product, but certainly the Husqvarna range in your tractor-style mowers and zero-turn mowers.
Yep.
And their chainsaws, of course, like Husqvarna are well-known for their chainsaws. Yeah. So I'd probably say those two main products are definitely our biggest. But Skag also is another major brand that's becoming more and more popular, especially with contractors.
I guess Husqvarna, they've been around forever. They're such a quality product, aren't they? I mean, you buy one of those things and look after them, they'll last you a lifetime.
Oh, absolutely. And the beauty with Husqvarna is if you've got a drum, and what we've found over time is they're happy to fix it.
Yes.
You know, if you've got a warranty issue, it comes into store, we get it done, send it out, no questions asked. Yeah. So.
And parts availability if it's out of warranty. It's not like buying a cheapy Chinese product that you can't get a part for 12 months after you buy it. Husqvarna, as I said, they've been around forever, and they do always have a wide range of products and a great backup service. So,
100%.
I guess the difference between buying something cheap and to get you through it, or buying something that's going to last you and probably pass it on to the next one, if you look after it and service it regularly. And so what about service and stuff? You guys deal with that too?
Yeah, we do. Actually, we've got a pretty big workshop there. We've generally got three mechanics in the workshop. We're down one at the moment. It'll be really nice to find another one. We're advertising, but we're not having so much luck at the moment. I think it's a lot the same for a lot of businesses at the moment, trying to find the staff they require.
Yep.
Which put me back in the workshop, actually.
So you repair yourself? You work in the workshop?
Yeah, I do. Yeah, I'm a small engines mechanic. That's my trade. I'm back in the workshop, and I'm actually quite enjoying it. It's been pretty full on. Haven't been, you know, a couple of staff down, but we've managed to get through the season. So hopefully by next season we've got another mechanic sitting there, and it'll take the pressure off a bit.
Well, there you go, folks. If you're a mechanic, if you're looking for a job in the Toowoomba area, a mechanic for small products, for small outdoor power products, should give you a call.
Absolutely, yeah. Jump on the website, find us, ring the shop, and we can have a yarn.
Fantastic. John, thanks you so much for taking the time to talk to you about your products and your business in Toowoomba. Going to wrap this up now, mate. You got a favourite singer or song? It's got to be Australian.
Yeah, no worries. I've got a few in mind, but I think I'll just stick with, I might go with Lee Kernaghan.
Yep. What about your favourite Lee song?
Diamantina Dreaming.
Diamantina Dreaming?
Yeah.
Well, great, great song selection, mate. Thanks so much for taking the time to chat.
Lovely, thank you.
There you go, listeners. We're going to be back with more of Roman Eyes straight after Lee Kernaghan's Diamantina Dreaming.
The sunset is fading from orange to blue. This is the time to go down to the river with you. The whispers of evening, you'd lay with your head on my chest. The scent of your hair and the rise and the fall of your breath. But promise me now you'll remember me just like this. The cool desert night and the stars as I witness it. So when be here by the river in your diamantina dream. The call of a night owl, chill of a steely dawn. I reach for your hand as I wake on the sand all alone. The blaze of the morning is burning the darkness away. But I close my eyes and from heaven I hear you say, promise me now you'll remember me just like this. The cool desert night and and the stars as our witnesses. So when we're apart, no matter how empty things seem, I'll be here by the river in your diamantina dream. And I'll be here by the river in your diamantina dream.
Welcome back to the show, listeners. Phil C is my name. This is Roman Oz on allaussieradio.com.au, now syndicated to 97.7 Tasman FM and 87.6 Backwater Country. We're at Thargaminda at the Shearer Shindig, and I am chatting to Tom King, and he is the owner of Outback Grazing Co. from Cunnamulla. How are you going today, Tom?
Yeah, very good. Thank you, Phil. How are you going, mate?
Mate, first time I've been to Thargaminda. What a sensational event.
Oh, it's a great event, mate. It brings professionalism back to an industry that was once sort of forgotten, but it's come back, you know, and it's a great event. So
absolutely,
we're happy to be here.
And how many times have you been doing this one?
This is our second year, mate. So we were invited out last year and we're invited back this year, and I think they've booked us in for next year.
Oh,
so looking
mate.
Good for us, mate.
Sensational, because I met you at Music in the Mulga out there at Yulo.
Yep.
And fabulous pizzas, mate.
Oh, we're hearing that across the board, mate. They're saying that we're doing all right. So, yeah, it seems to be working out pretty well for us. We're a little family business. Started on 18th of February last year. We try and buy as much as we can locally, so probably 75 to 80% local product on everything through local source product anyway.
Yes.
And, it's going well.
So what made you buy it? Did you just want to do something and get out to these events? Because you used to be a shearer, I understand.
Oh, mate, I've done a lot of things over time. I started out when I left school and went ringing on properties here around Thargaminda and Cunnamulla, and, learned to shear. Didn't learn real well, not as good as the professional guys over here and ladies. Then went grader driving, road building for a number of years, and jack of all trades, master of none, you could say.
Yep.
Yeah, so the pizzas came about as a sea change, and we had a friend that owned it, and their circumstances didn't work out, and ours did, and we thought we'd run with it.
Why not? So how many pizzas do you make?
Mate, we've made about 10,000 since then.
Yep.
On and off, we've probably eaten 5,000 ourselves.
Okay.
So everything's going pretty well, but yeah, I think we're up there, mate. We normally do one of these gigs, mate, you're looking at, 300 to 500 pizzas on a good event. So,
okay.
Yeah, it's good.
And you were open real late last night, because last night was Friday night, party night. So what time did you wound up? About 11 o'clock or something?
About 11:30, mate. We round up last night and we got up a bit before 6 yesterday morning and got things cranking. So they're big days.
Big day.
But when you love what you do it, don't you?
Absolutely. And yeah. Tonight's party night, so you might be able to pass midnight tonight. Who knows?
Oh, hoping so.
Yeah. So apart from the pizzas and being a bit of shearing and a bit of a knockabout, you also play music yourself. I saw you up on the stage yesterday.
Yeah, mate, I play music. I don't mind a bit of Slim Dusty music and a bit of Creedence Clearwater Revival stuff, and been playing music since probably 20 years, I suppose.
Okay.
And on and off, and had a band, and yeah, that fell apart and grew together and fell apart, but I still like to pick up a guitar, and yeah.
And you're doing a job now with your dad. He plays in the duo. You got a duo going on.
Well, he had a band about 40 years ago, and they're still going.
Okay.
And he likes that country music as well. And the first song I ever learnt to play was Fire of Gidgee Carls by Slim Dusty. So
okay.
You can't beat old Slim.
No, look, Slim's definitely one of the greatest, without a doubt. So where are you going to be going? Like, you do a lot of these festivals, a lot of these events. As I said, we're at Thargaminda. Where are you going from here?
Mate, so we've got a fundraiser. So we're local based in Cunnamulla, as I've mentioned. And we do every year since we bought this. We've made a little thing that we help out the Sacred Heart Parish School of Cunnamulla with their year 6 trip. And we try and raise funds for them. So this weekend, coming up the next weekend, we'll be doing the Year 6 Camp fundraiser.
Okay.
And 50% of everything that goes through the till goes to those guys to go away. So last year we raised $1,540 and we needed to raise $1,500 so the kids didn't have to pay.
Yep.
And so we're $40 in front from last year. So if we can do roughly the same this year, we'll be happy.
Fantastic. So you've been living in Cullamulla for a long time?
Oh, I'm third generation. Moved away several times and always come home.
Always
so.
Come back.
Yeah.
To the Cunnamulla fella.
Cunnamulla fella, mate, apparently. So, yeah.
So, mate, I just want to wish you all the success with this business. It is called, listeners, Outback Grazing Co. Where can they find you? You got a Facebook page?
We do.
Or a website?
Yeah, we do have a Facebook site. You can jump on Facebook and follow us at Outback Grazing and Co. It's got pictures of the wood fire stuff, and we put on events, and all the pictures on that site are from our pizzas that we make in and out of the oven. That's what we do. We aim for quality, and we thrive to make sure people are not waiting, and we try and keep the prices as low as we can to get families back into the shows.
And it's wood-fired pizza, isn't it?
It is wood-fired. We use a mixture of wood. We use a little bit of Gidgee and a little bit of Coolie Bar and a little bit of Mulga and all local source stuff off local guys that we try and keep them in business as well. So.
Okay. And who are you, the main pizza cook, pizza chef?
Oh, mate,
you got a staff here. You got a couple of lovely ladies, and you got your daughter there. She takes the orders. I mean, you got a staff. You're the main cook or the wife?
I'm probably dedicated main cook at events. But this, we've been pretty blessed at this event, mate. So it is a family event. We've got Jess and I and the four children, and they've all got a role somewhere. But we've been lucky enough to have John and Jody Fogarty from Toowoomba Outdoor Power Products come on out and give us a lending hand this time around. So we're blessed to have them guys. So John's probably the main cook at the moment, Fogs.
Right. Okay. We might have to have a chat with him.
Well, you may do, mate.
All righty. Well, we're going to wrap this one up right now, Tom. Thank you so much for your time, buddy.
Thank you, Phil, and I wish you all the best.
Now, before we finish, though, we've got to play a song, and it's got to be Aussie. What can we play for you?
Mate, as mentioned, Fire a Gidgee Coals by Slim Dusty. I reckon that'll work for us.
Thank you so much, Tom.
Thanks, Phil.
There you go, listeners. Stick around, listeners, for more of Roman Oz. We'll be back with straight after Slim Dusty's Fire of the Gidgee Coals.
Buy a warm electric heater in a softly padded chair, in a lounge room brightly lighted by a glowing chandelier. Since my early days of droving, the years have taken toll, but I somehow miss my swag wrapped by a fire of Gidgee coal. When I wake from sleep each morning and I ring the bedside bell, the maid brings in my breakfast and she fills my pipe as well. There are cakes and sweetened coffee on a tray of sparkling gold, but I miss black tea and damper by a fire of Gidgee coal. Driven out each evening by a chauffeur spruce and neat, through the flowered parks and gardens and the crowded city streets. But I drift back through the ages while the big car softly rolls to a stock route and a wagonette and a fire of Gidgee coal. I attend all social parties in the rich parts of the town, drinking wine from fancy glasses as the waiters go their rounds. But I'd rather share a bottle with those droven mates of old in a pair of dusty moleskins by a fire of pitchy coal. In a pair of dusty moleskins by a fire of pitchy coal.
Hi, g'day people. Phil C here, allaussieradio.com.au, now syndicated to 97.7 Tasman FM and 87.6 Backwater Country. The program's called Roman Oz, and I am with Brent and Leanne, who wants to remain voiceless. And there's Hank, just saying hello. G'day, Hank. How are you going? How are you today, Brent?
Good, thank you.
Mate, thanks so much for taking the time to chat with us today. I met your lovely wife at the Tourist Information Centre in Thargomindah. And she was saying to me that you guys have been travelling from WA. You come from WA originally. And you've been travelling now full-time for nearly 3 years. That's right.
Yep. So, I have gone back for work.
Okay.
And grandkids and that sort of stuff. But Basically, yes.
So whose idea was it to hit the road? Was it yours or Leanne's, the one who wants to remain voiceless?
The voiceless one.
I should come over and say, because Leanne, why would you want to do something like give up a house and a home and hit the road for 3 years and live in a caravan?
I love it. And I think just like the people that you meet, the places that you go to and right. that you hear about and you see on TV and think, oh, well, I've been there.
Uh-huh.
I just love it. Yeah.
So no regrets?
No regrets whatsoever.
What's it like for you as a female lady living in a caravan? Because there's nothing like a house. I mean, you've got creature comforts, you've got a shower, you've got a toilet, but it's still a little bit restricting, isn't it? It's a little bit confined.
It can be, yeah. Uh-huh. I find the worst is if it's wet weather and you're stuck inside. And if there's no reception to get TV,
okay.
if I can get TV, it's not too bad. I like to read,
uh-huh.
but other than that, yeah, it can get a bit cabin fever.
I've got
to admit.
Fair enough.
Yes.
Now, did you see how good I was at doing that, Brent? She said she didn't want to talk. Brett, she says, no, I'm not going to speak.
No way.
We've already got a chatting. So yeah. So tell us, Brett, some of the places you've been to, mate.
Normington, Corumba, Cairns, Kununurra, Kalgoorlie, Leonora, Laverton, Augusta, Esperance, Albany.
Wow.
Just everywhere.
You've seen a lot of the country.
Alice Springs. Yep.
And in the last 3 years, have you changed any of your rig? Because you've got a caravan at present, a Crusader,
yep.
limited edition cross-country.
Yes.
So that's what you've had for the entire three
yes.
years?
Yes, for the entire 3 years, yes, we've had that.
And the truck?
Yeah, we've had that for the same time too.
So what sort of truck you got?
Got it's a Hino 300.
And it's a dual cab?
Dual cab, yep. Yep.
Four-wheel drive? Two-wheel drive. Two-wheel
drive.
And like driving it?
Love it.
Love it?
Love it.
No weight problems?
No, we're under the weights for logbooks.
Yes.
So I don't have to worry about that. And I'm not anywhere near my legal weight.
So you don't have to worry about whether or not you can take that extra souvenir for
yep.
for Leanne or that extra two or three cases of beer for wine for Leanne because you don't drink. That's yes. right, you're not a drinker.
I'm not a drinker.
But you got plenty of scope there with the
yes.
truck as opposed to a car.
Yes, absolutely.
Which is fabulous.
Yep.
So of the places you've been, have you been to Thargomindah before?
No, this is their first here.
First time here.
Yes.
So what's brought you to Thargomindah? Would it be the Shearer Shindig or are you just here for other reasons?
No, we just went over there to over here to there and went, oh, we'll go there and we'll go there. And
okay.
This is just one of those places. We're just on the way.
So you yep. don't actually you don't sit down and say, well, we're going to go from here and we'll spend 2 weeks there and then we're going to go to there. Is it just throw a dart at a map?
Our plan is we don't have a plan.
Okay.
And, I mean, there's places we like to go to and we'll go, look, we want to go there,
mm-hmm.
But we're over here, so we're going to zigzag all the way across till we get there.
Okay.
And then after that we go, well, we've got to find somewhere else to go now, so we better look at the map again.
Right.
And yeah, we pick a spot and then we just head for that general direction.
So do you do a lot of free camping or do you try to stay in caravan
No,
car,
90% of it's free camping.
90%.
It's the only way you can survive.
Yeah. Because I was going to say, travelling for three years, that's a decent-sized truck, so there's
yep.
a lot of expense in fuel and so on and so forth.
I actually get better fuel economy than the V8 Cruisers.
Really?
Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
Okay. What are you on about? What's your 100 kilometre?
I average 20 litres 100.
Yep. Okay.
And we weigh about 9 ton. So
is it manual or automatic?
Manual.
It's manual.
Manual. Yep.
Now, is it? Do you do? You're the only driver.
I'm the only driver.
So Leanne, not only does Leanne not speak,
she not drives.
She doesn't drive either.
No, she hasn't got a license for it. No, it's, she can drive it, and she has driven it, but she's not legal.
Not licensed. No. Not legally licensed to drive it. Okay, so where do you think you're going to be heading from here?
Yep.
No clue?
Not really, have we?
You haven't got a plan?
Not really, have we? Oh, we've got, basically, I want to get to Longreach.
Yes.
To do the Qantas thing.
Yep.
But, yeah, it's kind of like we'll go in that direction. You know, how we get there is just part of the fun.
Fair enough.
So
fair enough. Now you mentioned Longreach, the Qantas thing. Now we've been there, done that. You're obviously self-funded retirees because some of these things you go into, they're not cheap.
I know. They hurt your feelings sometimes.
They can be quite expensive.
Yes.
So
I was only looking at the Qantas thing today. One of them's a $250 tour. Yeah, that hurts.
Yes.
Yep.
And that's for both of you or just for one of you?
I've got a feeling that's for one.
Yeah, some of these tours can be quite expensive. Yeah. So in the 3 years that you've been travelling, have you needed to do any work along the way to top up your funds? No,
we're very careful and we're not spending type people.
Yes.
We're sick of buying crap and taking it home.
Mm-hmm.
So we've cut right back on that sort of thing. And really just fuel and food and the occasional caravan park.
Yes.
We've done a bit of house sitting for people. That helps.
Excellent, yes.
That helps, sort of like you've got 4 weeks there, so you can't spend anything, so your money builds up.
Right.
So, yeah, done that, done a couple of them.
And I suppose, Leanne, him not drinking alcohol, that's got to save you a packet, right?
Yeah, that's right.
So do you make up for his shortfall, or?
I can do.
She has done.
Where we are and the people, where we were at Barrel Flats, where we're going to stay one night, we ended up staying three, because they were a great bunch.
Yeah.
So you tend to have more than a couple.
So this great bunch you're referring to, because when we wandered over, you gave us a sticker that says the Piston Moan Club.
We're now life members
of that. So what happens at these gatherings, Leanne? Do you get pissed and Brett just moans? Or?
Yeah, something like that. Yeah, and people tell a few stories of that, and that's what I love about one of the things about travelling is the people that you meet.
Yep.
Yeah, it's great. Yeah, we've met some great people, and like last year we went to Price. There was a steam tractor pull.
Okay.
And we just saw a sign up in Balaclava and we ended up there and made some terrific friends, and they live in the Adelaide Hills, and we stayed with them this year and we're catching up with them in August.
Fabulous how you can meet people on the road.
Yeah.
You know, you meet as strangers and you end up separating as friends, and either you see them on the road or you're, like you just mentioned, you stay at their home. And so you've done quite a bit of that, where you've met people and stayed in touch for years, years long.
Where was the other people? Collinsville, we met a couple there.
Mm-hmm.
And then we're catching up with them. They live in...
in Tully.
Babinda or something, is it? Queensland?
Yeah, Babinda.
Yeah, we've got to catch up with them.
Yeah.
So, you do that. It's great.
So of all the places that Brett mentioned before, and you've seen a lot, have you got a favourite?
Everybody asked that. Not really.
No.
I did like Normanton and Corumba.
Right.
The York Peninsula. Love that. I like the ocean.
Right.
Very good. There's just too many places, and they're all different.
They're all different.
Yeah. Yep.
So you got a fairly large rig here. You got a big truck and a decent-sized caravan. Is there any that you wouldn't want to do again, thinking, oh, that was too steep, or that was too windy, or that was too narrow?
There was a waterfall.
Oh, yeah. Too. Yeah.
Which one was that, Brett?
And the guy at the park, when we got back, he was a bit sheepish because you can't take caravans to it. And he said, oh, how did you go? Because we went 50 k's, and when we got there, we were over length with the truck.
Right.
And I thought, bugger it, we've come this far. But it was, what do you call those, switchbacks? And it was, that was scary.
It really was, yeah.
It was an amazing waterfall, and I'm glad that
it's the highest waterfall in...
The highest single-drop waterfall.
In Queensland, is it?
I think it was Queensland. Well, I'll show you the photo.
But, yeah, It's a 20k drive up through the mountains to get to it, and the waterfall's at the top of the mountain. And if you're driving along there, it's like 500 feet down there and 500 feet up there, and they've just cut a hole through the side of the hills. And it's incredible. You go around there and you get over the side, and then it's your side now.
So they say you're not supposed to go on that because of the length of the caravan.
Well, you wouldn't take a caravan.
Well, I was going to say, you can't take a caravan, but your truck is probably as long as most caravans. Yep.
But
the big rig.
The trouble was, the road was that wide. So if you met somebody, it was like you were halfway up the hill there and he had one wheel hanging off the side.
Oh, wow.
Well, we've done 50k, so we thought...
But it was an awesome waterfall to go and see. It was really good to see.
So Leanne said she was sort of shaking. How about you as the driver, Brett?
It was all right for me going up, even though it was the drop side. But for Leanne coming down, it was the drop side for her.
Mm.
And she spent most of the time in my seat.
Fair enough. Well, look, guys, it's been a pleasure chatting to you, and yeah. And I hope we catch you somewhere on the road again.
Yes.
And so, is there anywhere you think, if you haven't been there, this is the place you got to go? What would you say?
We've got a lot of New South Wales to do yet.
Yes.
Tenterfield, Tamworth, Dubbo. I have my uncle's World War II paperwork and logbooks and stuff from when he was in England in the war, and I want to take them to the Canberra War Museum.
Okay.
But again, not in winter.
No. And for you?
Cape York.
You want to do the Cape?
Yeah. I want to do the Cape. Won't be this year, but probably next year.
Probably the next year.
Yep.
So how much longer do you see yourselves doing this for? I'm not asking ages here or anything, but, you know, you've still obviously got a love for it and still a lot of energy. Do you see yourself doing this another 10 years?
Yeah, probably... Another 5 to 10.
Yeah.
Brett's 70 next year.
Okay.
So, yeah. And we met that other couple the other night. Who was 78?
Yeah.
Whether we're doing this, we're only talking the other day, whether we sell the truck and get a
motorhome or something.
A motorhome or a four-wheel drive.
Yeah.
Because it's a big setup.
It's a huge setup.
Yeah. We might downsize, but still massive, keep travelling.
A massive truck, that's for sure.
Well, we've got motorbike in there and electric bikes and kayaks.
I'll show you in a minute.
Yeah, we'll have a look at that.
Yeah.
Well, we're going to have to wind this up now, guys, and I always play an Aussie song.
I'm sorry I couldn't speak.
Yes, I'm sorry you couldn't speak. Have a chat, Leanne, who said no. I'm not going to say a word, and you've had 90% of the conversation. So do you ever think, for goodness sake, Leanne, just zip it?
Well, I'm fairly quiet, actually.
No, it's me. I have this way of being able to extract information from people.
You should be a dentist.
I should be a dentist, shouldn't I? Absolutely. Oh, look, maybe one day I'll be a dentist. I don't know. Now, I'm going to wind this up, you two. Tell me, Brett, you got a favourite Australian singer or band? I mean, there's so many, and I'll play any genre as long as it's Australian. Doesn't matter if it's Chad Morgan or AC/DC.
Probably, that one too. Probably a little bit of AC/DC.
Oh, you want some AC/DC?
Yeah.
Fantastic. What song?
Long Way to the Top.
Long Way to the Top. Bon Scott.
Highway to Hell.
Highway to Hell. Any one of those?
That reminds me.
Yes. What? Here we go.
Hey, she's not allowed to speak.
Have a chat now.
We were at a free camp. Coming down the Stuart Highway. Couple of years ago,
Hank.
And I don't know if you've seen the film clip "Long Way to the Top" in Melbourne.
Many times.
And we met the guy that was the roadie for AC/DC.
Okay.
He's the one in the yellow t-shirt.
In that clip.
Yeah, in that clip, he's the yellow t-shirt.
You don't remember his name? You haven't got his phone number?
No.
So Old Yellow. We'll call him Old Yellow.
The only reason we got talking was he had a single axle cross country, and he came over and started talking, and then he said, "I used to be a roadie for AC/DC for 5 years.
That would have been an interesting chat.
And it was back in the days when there was recreational enhancements all over the place.
Yeah, you should write a book.
Yeah, you should. Yes.
Absolutely. I wish you had a...
You should interview him.
You should have got his phone number. Did you get his number?
No.
Sad. I would love to have talked
to
him. You
could track him down, though. Yeah. Brody with the yellow t-shirt.
I've got contacts. I'm sure I'll be able to find him.
You'll be able to.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, so we're going to wind this up now, you two.
Sounds good.
Thank you so much, Brett, for taking the time to chat with us. And, of course, Leanne, who wasn't going to utter a sound. Thank you so much, darling.
Thank you.
It's been a pleasure chatting to both of you. 3 years full-time travelling on the road with no end date in mind, folks. So if you ever get the desire to do it now. Don't wait too long.
Yes, exactly definitely.
Right.
Do it while you can.
Yep.
All right, so you said AC/DC, long way to the top.
Long way to the top.
Coming right at you, listeners. Stick around for more of Roman Oz. We're going to be back with that straight after Long Way to the Top.
Running
hope you enjoyed the show, listeners.
If you missed any, check out our Facebook page or allaussieradio.com.au.
Tune in next week for more
Roman Oz.